and the Board for Judicial Administration's Reimagining Our Courts Task Force expanded its work in response to the tragic and avoidable killing of George Floyd in May 2020. Racial justice must remain central to how we think about improving justice in our state. For example, powerful research from the Minority and Justice Commission's Race and Justice Task Force shows that, it shows what many from lived experiences already know, and that is that court fines and fees criminalize poverty. They have a disparate, inequitable effect on communities of color without improving public safety, and they have for decades. Our Gender and Justice Commission looked at gender, race, and poverty to show how bias affects our courtrooms. The study found evidence of many gender-based inequities in the justice system, inequities that intensify when they're layered with race. In other words, Black women, Indigenous women, women of color, transgender women, and gender nonconforming folks face increased gender bias in the justice system. This hard data reinforces again what many know from their lived experience. But these reports give us tangible, actionable data we can point to as we push for improvements.